Dumbo. Afternoons on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Been a while since we heard the voice of our next guest, but it's always a pleasure to talk a little baseball with ESPN MLB insider and friend of the show, Tim Kirchen. He joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line with the Diamondbacks getting set to host the Boston Red Sox tonight from Chase Field. Timmy, hope this phone call finds you well, man. How have you been?
I'm well, fellas. I'm at Truist Park in Atlanta. I'm doing the Phillies Braves game on the radio tomorrow. So naturally, I came in a day in advance to do a little reconnaissance, and they played a great game here last night. Hopefully, we'll get a great weekend series, and I just love being at the ballpark.
I know you do, Tim. So good to hear your voice, my friend. So good to hear you. You know, speaking of the Braves, I mean, the Diamondbacks taking a page out of the Braves playbook. I mean, the Braves have signed a bunch of young players to long-term contract extensions, and the Diamondbacks did that with Corbin Carroll. For these teams that aren't the Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, how do you like that philosophy? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I think the Diamondbacks got a good one in Corbin Carroll.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And yes, I love the philosophy as long, of course, as you pick the right guy. And Corbin Carroll clearly is. That combination of speed and power is breathtaking. And he's got the character of what's going to be a star player. He's really young. He's really athletic. And he understands exactly where he is right now and where he's going. So you're going to lock up a young guy and build around him. He's the guy to do it.
You know, we're all excited here about the Diamondbacks being in a wild card spot right now, but I want to get your thoughts on the Dodgers. Is it far-fetched to think that they might have a chance of overtaking the Dodgers? Do the Dodgers seem a little bit vulnerable this year to you?
Yeah, I certainly thought that in spring training. It's the first time I went there in a while and said, wow, this team has some holes that I haven't seen in a decade. But they've played awfully well lately, and their depth in their lineup is really showing here with James Outman and some other guys kind of came out of nowhere and have done some really good things here. I don't think the Dodgers are anywhere close to an 111-win team or anything like that, but we've learned our lesson with Dodgers. Never underestimate them. But now's the tricky time because they've got four starting pitchers who are hurt. It's basically Clayton Kershaw and a bunch of young guys. If they can somehow weather this storm and get Gonsolin and May and Urias and all those guys back healthy, they're going to be the best team in the division before it's over. The Dodgers are good. They're just not as good as they used to be.
Yeah. Tim Kirchen, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo show on the Arizona Diamondbacks, who I mentioned hosted the Boston Red Sox tonight. The sustainability of the start that they are off to, from your perspective, we talk all the time. You just mentioned the Dodgers rotation. We talk all the time about this Diamondbacks rotation and how young they are beyond Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. That probably changes a little bit this weekend with getting Zach Davies back. But is that the one thing that concerns you about this team, or do you have concerns about this team? And if so, what are they?
Well, I have concerns about them for that exact reason. After your top two starters, it's pretty unclear at this point where it's going to come from. I mean, their team ERA is 11th in the league right now, and that's going to have to improve. But I must tell you, I'm very impressed with their team, their everyday players. They're fourth in the league in run score. They can hit the ball out of the ballpark. They can run, steal a base, and let's face it, guys, they're in this now, because when you look at the NL East, the Mets have really struggled. The Phillies have struggled even more. The Padres have struggled badly, at least until the last few games. And those are all teams that we thought would probably be in the playoffs. So I think there might be a playoff spot open, and I don't see any reason why the Diamondbacks couldn't hang on and, you know, be a contender for most of this season. I'm not suggesting it's going to happen,
yeah,
but they're better than I thought they were, and I know a lot of teams around the National League are very impressed with the way they play the game.
Would you expect an addition at the trade deadline when we get a little closer to that, assuming nothing has changed? That I know that's a big assumption. Would you assume the Diamondbacks to be very active in looking for another starter in their rotation if this success is still continuing?
Yeah, certainly they should. I mean, if they want to make it to the playoffs, they're going to have to go get somebody else. The problem is that's the way a lot of other teams are thinking right now, and there's just not a whole lot of starting pitching that's going to be available. Eduardo Rodriguez of the Tigers is a very good pitcher, having a very good year. I don't see the Tigers being a contender. Maybe they move him along, but I think it's a pretty short list of pitchers, you know, who can make a difference, who will be available at the end of July. But again, if the Diamondbacks are interested in making a run, I think they're going to need another starting pitcher.
Tim, I know it's early to evaluate trades. We had Torrey Lovello on just a short time ago, and I said when they made the trade, Varsho, and I loved Dalton Varsho, when they made that trade for Gabriel Moreno, I totally understood why they were trying to get one of the top young catching prospects. But Lourdes Gurriel has been great for the Diamondbacks. It's early, but how do you look at that trade so far?
Well, it's early and it's too early, but the Diamondbacks clearly have won this trade. I like Dalton Varsho a lot also, and I think he'll be very good for the Jays, but he hasn't been very good so far. Meanwhile, Gurriel is hitting close to 320. Moreno has become maybe not a really good everyday catcher, but he is a good-looking young catcher. He's got some power. He's even got a little bit of speed. It looks like he knows what he's doing behind the plate. That was a good move so far by the Diamondbacks. We'll see where it ranks as we move along in the season.
All right, Tim, we appreciate the time. As always, safe travels there in and around Atlanta. The Braves are going to be here next weekend. We're looking forward to that series, too. But as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, guys, good talking to you again. See you.
Tim Kirchner joining us here on the Arizona Sports. Always good to hear from Timmy,
always
right?
Always good.
Yeah?
Yep.